It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Didi Kinkabwala brought to you by Bet365. What is your reaction to Russell Wilson being the first team guy?
We talked about this last week, didn't we? Didn't I say last week that Mike Tomlin had promised him the job when he signed him, that it was reasonable to expect that he would give him the chance to get out there and play? But I appreciate what Mike Tomlin said on the record, that the offense has been good, if not great. But I can certainly tell you there are people inside that building that feel Justin Fields has done what has been asked of him, that he has gotten better every week, and that they would love to keep seeing Justin Fields go.
What, if you don't mind sharing, I don't want you to name names, of course. Is it more the people who are actually playing the games, or more at a front office type of level, just, you know, staff people? Who are you're hearing that more from?
I would say people who are playing and people who are coaching.
Interesting. Aditi, then why?
You know, I think one of the big things here, and I've been saying this to you for weeks. I said it to you after that week 2 game where I was on the sideline against the Broncos, and I said it to you before the week 4 Colts game and after the Colts game. Justin Fields is doing what is asked of him. He is not getting greedy. He is not going outside the parameters of what is laid out for him just to try to look splashy, just to try to secure the job. He is doing what is being asked of him to secure W's, which we've talked about this, that Mike Tomlin keeps saying, it's not about, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, this is not his line, but it's not about the numbers, it's about the letters, meaning that all he cares above all else is the W. Well, if Russell Wilson is going to stay within the parameters of the offense and do exactly what is prescribed for him by the coaching staff, then that would be a bit different than what he's been able to do the last however many years of his career. So I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm not saying that he won't. I'm not saying that, I mean, maybe he will bring a completely different splash and dynamism to this offense. Maybe that Jets defensive front will be rendered not as good as it usually is. That was not a very articulate way of saying that. But I don't, you know, I felt like I foretold this to you last week.
Yep.
You could sort of see that this was going to happen. And okay, well, let's see. You put your trust in Mike Tomlin.
How do you think Justin Fields then is handling, hey, man, you did everything we asked of you, but we're still not going to play you?
I mean, how do you expect him to handle it? He's a competitor. He wants the job. He was very honest with us week 2 that his plan was not to give up the position. But by the same token, he has to be a good teammate. He has to be a good volunteer, to use Mike Tomlin's phrase. He wasn't going to step out of what he was being told to do. So the piece that really troubles me is that, and I've talked about this with you guys too, Arthur Smith was on the record with us week 2 saying that he felt one of the most important parts of his job was helping to rebuild Justin Fields' confidence, to get him feeling as strong about himself as he once did. And after everything that he went through in Chicago, it's completely understandable that as much as you tell your brain to override certain things, that not that you have doubt in yourself, but maybe your confidence isn't what it was when you were coming out of Ohio State. And Mike Tomlin has talked about Justin Fields playing with confidence. And I know that he's told people that he wished he could see more confidence out of Justin Fields. But I told you this last week, guys, it's really hard for you to say you want the guy to be totally confident when you'd never name him the starter. You'd never say that he was doing something to earn the starting spot. You constantly acted like he was just a placeholder. And now, even though the guy has won you four games, and arguably your team should be sitting at 5-1 if your vaunted defense hadn't kind of screwed things up at the end of the game, even then you're saying, well, hey, you're not good enough. So then how do you expect to build up his confidence? How do you expect him to have the confidence that you say you need to see from him?
Do you feel
like... I mean,
like,
does it not go hand in hand, guys? Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
That's what Roethlisberger said. That's why Ben said not to bench him. He said he might screw with his confidence.
I mean, how do you argue with the results? It's so crazy. I texted Pony this yesterday. You know, this weekend I'm on the sideline of the Browns-Bengals game. Oof. You've got the fans of a 1-5 team begging their coach to please make a change at quarterback. And now you've got this 4-2 team where nobody is begging for a change at quarterback, and the head coach is choosing to make a change at quarterback. Although he isn't officially on the record having said that he's doing so.
Yeah, but everybody knows he is. And one of his own, players, by the way,
Dan Moore.
Yeah, Dan Moore dimed him out today by answering a question straight away that Russ had taken first team reps. Aditi, I just cut because I want to cover as much ground as we can with you very quickly here. Your thoughts, because the Steelers still don't have a wide receiver too. They haven't made a deal. No Adams, no Cooper. Jeremy Fowler, I think, says he thinks they're going to be next in line trying to get one. What would you say about Adam Thielen if the Steelers traded a late-round pick for him, assuming he's
healthy? I love Adam Thielen. Okay. I love him. He is just – he's like Amari Cooper. He is a consummate pro. He's the guy that is not a diva in any way. He's going to do every single thing that he possibly can to help the effort. He's never going to be one of the guys that's yapping or creating a distraction on the sideline in any way. He's not going to put anything untoward on his eye black and then disappear.
Like, as an actual player, as a guy who can go out and still get you 5 or 6 catches if need be, how much do you think is left in that
realm? This season? For sure. I mean, are you asking me for 10 years? No.
No. I mean, do you think he could fill that wide receiver 2 gap capably for them this year?
I told Chris I think he's better than Deontay Johnson.
You're wrong about that.
He made a noise.
Yeah,
he's not. You know what? The thing with Deontay Johnson has been about targets, and in fact, it's funny because week 3 we had them. And Dave Canales went out of his way to tell us what a great teammate Deontay Johnson has been, what a great guy he's been. That's what even Thielen was saying, the same thing, and Thielen doesn't lie about anything like that. And Canales said it's a matter of targets. In that game, Deontay Johnson got targets, but it's not – I mean, that team right now is very messy. So they're different guys. Deontay Johnson is a potential game breaker for you. Adam Thielen is that reliable guy. When you need a first down, he's going to get you a first down. He's going to do everything right. He's going to be the professional in the locker room. He's going to be a grown up. You know, those are all things that are of value.
Aditi, thank you for joining us and enjoy the Battle of Ohio on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.